Did you hear about the x-ray technician who married one of his patients? Well, everyone wondered what he saw in her.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you ever insert the wrong word in a conversation or in print and feel a little sheepish about it? When I was a kid, I told my mom that a friend got exploded from school. She was surprised. That's a little harsh, I think she said. Such mix-ups are called malapropisms, using similar-sounding words, which often brings a delightfully humorous outcome. Here are a few classic word blunders from kids. I helped my dad in the garage. He let me hit some nails in with his hamster. Ouch! Poor hamster. Kids learn interesting things in school, like this. In geography, we learned that countries with a sea around them are islands, and ones without a sea are incontinents. Ask your parents about that one. This is from an essay. In wartime, it was safer in the country. Children who lived in big cities had to be evaporated. Kids get their merds mixed up, and it's always nice to be around when this happens. When you write a story, said one, you should do a daft copy first. Then you can change it round and make it sound better. Well, I have written a few daft copies myself. This from an 8-year-old. When you are writing, if you don't want to use a full stop on a sentence, you can use an excitement mark instead. I like that, an excitement mark. You can find out much about a family by listening to children. A little girl said, "My uncle shouts at my cousins and makes them do chores. One day they are going to be policemen and policewomen so they can put him in prison." Another little girl was talking about her house. She said, "I sleep in my bedroom, my brother sleeps in his bedroom, my mommy sleeps in hers and daddy's bedroom, but daddy sometimes sleeps on the sofa with our dog. I think this is because he growls like a dog when he's snoring." A little guy was talking about a trip to the zoo. "I saw grillers there. They were big and hairy like my dad." An adult asked a little boy whose mother was expecting, "Do you want a boy or a girl?" The boy parroted his parents and replied, "We don't care if it's a boy or a girl, just as long as it's wealthy." Children, they make us laugh each day as they learn new words. "Kayet" is our 2-year-old grandson Aaron's favorite word right now. Things are noisy, so he yells,
"Kayet!"
Reading these hilarious statements today, I'm reminded that too often I've inserted wrong words into a sentence or conversation. One of my prayers lately is that God would give me the right words. Proverbs 25:11 says, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver." How true. Affirming words can change children and set their course for life. Words like, "Way to go. You're a good helper. I'm so glad you came along. You made my day. You did your best. You're so kind." The right word at just the right time is a work of art. Just ask Mary. She always knew she was different from other kids, and she hated it. Hated their teasing about her physical features, hated her cleft palate, hated that she could barely hear with one ear. Then she entered Mrs. Leonard's class. Her teacher was kind and gracious. She smiled a lot. It was the 50s, and teachers routinely administered an annual hearing test. During that test, Mrs. Leonard whispered into Mary's deaf ear very softly 7 words that Mary heard while pretending to plug her good ear. Words she held on to. Words that would change her life. I wish you were my little girl. Words fitly spoken, like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Let's use our words well today.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.